Good Monday morning, everybody. Johnny Thomason here. It's that time of day where we have the community information interview. It's just about 9:15 a.m. Central Time. Driving around, be safe. Trust everybody had a blessed weekend. In the studio today, we have a nice lady we met here a while back, Jen McCreary, and she is with Smooth Transitions. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share how I help seniors.
Well, you do, and we met you at the Senior Fall Festival a couple of weeks ago, and you had a service that we thought was pretty interesting, and we want to get the word out to all of our listeners.
I do have a service, and it is serving seniors and their families. I'm a senior move manager, mm-hmm. and I own Smooth Transitions West Texas.
Now, everybody's like, what in the world? So you'll know, you're going to explain it all. Here we go.
I am. Senior move manager is a fairly new profession, and we help seniors and their families downsize, mm-hmm. move. We coordinate the move. We do as much or as little as the families and seniors want us to do. Moving is one of the top 10 stressors at any age.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you are a senior and you've lived in your home 20, 30, 40, some 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Add to that health issues, family dynamics. It's a very daunting task to think about moving. Mm-hmm. There are so many things, treasures that they have in their homes. And the thought of moving, trying to decide what to move, is just overwhelming.
It can be.
It is. It absolutely. And we give value by taking care of the details. Mm-hmm. A lot of families live elsewhere in the United States, in the world.
Sure.
And so they're not always available to help their parents or grandparents move. You know, years ago, all the family came together with the trucks and the cars, and they moved whoever needed to move in the family.
Sure. Yeah.
Not so much anymore because families are spread out.
Oh, yeah.
Families are working. They have kids of their own. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a tougher situation a lot of times. And the senior may not have any family to help, or the family that they do have can't physically help them.
Sure. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I know what you're talking about. I remember when I was a little kid, I had great grandparents that would pass away for whatever reason, they had to move, say, from their house that they lived in for, I don't know, the family passed it on. And we're talking generations of stuff. And then maybe they had to go to a facility or whatever the case was. And I remember hanging out. It was a huge family reunion. All my cousins, all my aunts and uncles, all the pickups, all the trailers, and we would just take care of it.
Exactly.
But like you're saying, nowadays, if you stop and think about it, in most of our rural towns, the kids will go to college and then get jobs out of town, and then this is becoming kind of a problem, I guess you'd say.
Correct, correct. And seniors are living longer, which is awesome.
Exactly.
However, mm-hmm. there are 10,000 of us baby boomers turning 65 every single day.
Wow.
So we're the sandwich generation.
Uh-huh.
We usually have jobs, careers. We have children. We have grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
And some of us still have parents.
Sure.
And so we're trying to do it all, and there's not enough time.
Phew.
And sometimes there's family dynamics that they would just rather hire someone to come in and help mom or dad or both of them move.
Yeah.
And so that's where I come in. I'm neutral.
I got you.
I'm a professional that's been educated and trained by Smooth Transitions that was started in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
By a sweet, sweet, dear lady. And she was helping her mother-in-law move.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw a need. And so what happened was she saw seniors not really connecting with their families sometimes.
Yeah.
And so that way I come in, I'm Switzerland, and because I'm the professional, mm-hmm. they will listen to me.
I've got you.
Families could be telling their parents things all along, suggestions, and children are always children.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents don't want to take direction from their children,
mm-hmm.
and so
sure.
they just hire us, and we do as little or as much as needed.
We
can come in and we help with the sorting process.
Right.
Sweet. Because no matter where they're going, they're not going to be able to take it all.
Yeah.
And so we help them sort drawers, closets, clothing, garages. And it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen in a weekend. Some families will say, well, we'll just come in, load up the truck, and take it to the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't say that to the senior, because the senior will just automatically shut down.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, because that's their lifelong everything.
Exactly. And yeah, they have worked long and hard.
Sure.
And they were in the generation
mm-hmm.
that saved everything.
Exactly.
Because they didn't have the big box stores.
Sure.
You went to town, it was a big deal, and you had to make everything recyclable. In fact, they're the first generation that really made recycling so huge of a concept,
mm-hmm.
is they recycled everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to think about that. See, and I was just thinking about that. I mean, I'm a not baby boomer, but I'm a generation Xer, I guess you say, and there's not a lot of us, but I know that I have a difficult time talking to, communicating with millennials sometimes. They're very intelligent, but they don't have a whole lot of common sense. And I'm not saying that to down anybody. It's just we're two different generations. We have our language, then they have theirs. And so you're looking at, say, your generation, baby boomers, and then trying to communicate with millennials. Sometimes it's... it's a challenge.
It is. It is a challenge. And then you get any family dynamics going.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then also we help with making all the moving arrangements, because if you have not called a mover, some folks don't know even where to start. So I come in
True.
With my staff
mm-hmm.
and we start the sorting process. We help them decide what to move. If I need to go measure their new home to decide what furniture is going to fit, I can do that. I'm there on move day to coordinate all that. We encourage the seniors to go have a day with family, go to lunch with friends, go buy new furniture,
mm-hmm.
whatever it takes.
Whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, because the seniors, a lot of them are not physically able to unpack.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then we come in and we unpack. We get everything settled. We put their clothes up. We get everything situated, the TV remote working, so that when they walk in, it is home.
That's cool. That's really cool. I'm thinking about, my parents and how they have downsized from the house we were brought up in to their so-called retirement place. And they've moved several times since then, and now they're in a really nice, comfortable, small townhouse. And they downsized so much. There were so many things that they had to go through. I mean, yeah, you know, they're very healthy and very able to do that, but I can see where this would come into a great service, great benefit.
And good for them for I like to call it right-sizing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Good for them for right-sizing while they're still a couple, because mm-hmm. when you are working with a senior
mm-hmm.
that has lost a spouse,
yeah.
the house becomes a burden. They know they need to move.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's overwhelming to them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
just the upkeep. Most seniors live in three rooms,
mm-hmm.
the living room or den, the bedroom, and the kitchen, if they're able to continue to cook.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They may have three or four bedrooms that they're not even living in.
Yeah.
And so right sizing is just being a good steward
yeah.
also of what the Lord's given us.
That's cool.
It means staying in balance with changes, because life does change.
Oh, it does.
And so setting up what we can for the future and taking good care of ourselves is so key. And it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage seniors to start now.
Yeah.
And one thing I want everyone to remember today is move while you're in charge of all the decisions.
That's a good deal.
Because if you wait until you have a health issue
mm-hmm.
or a financial issue, then decisions are going to be made for you that you may not be 100% thrilled about. Oh. One of the ladies told me that she was going to choose to be happy before she even moved.
Wow, that's great.
So attitude is so key.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a mental, emotional, and a physical process of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we do also is give permission to let go. I had a client, and she had an item that was handed down from her mother, that was handed down from her grandmother. She never liked it, but she held on to it out of loyalty to the family. I asked her, I said, are you going to take this item? And she said, I don't even like it. And I said, I'm giving you permission to let it go, pass it on to someone else who will love it, and who can use it. And that's the thing, is as I work with the seniors through the process of letting go, they see the value of passing things on to other folks who will use it.
Yeah, and maybe even like it.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Exactly. That is cool. Now, listen, we've got a few minutes left here. Why don't we give some contact information, kind of tell people what they can expect if they was to call you. Do you consult with them, kind of the process if one was interested?
I do consult. There are families that just need my consulting. They just need to get jump started. And so when they call, I can set up an appointment, and if they mention Kingdom Keys Network, I'll give a free one-hour consultation.
Cool.
And also, I come in the home and help assess if they're going to age in place. Then I help get rid of the throw rugs and make some suggestions on how to age in place. But I also help them sort and go through things if they want that. At any time in the process, they are free to say, okay, I can take it from here. Or they may say, oh no, I want you to come back. And so it's an ongoing basis most of the time.
Gotcha.
And so we start scheduling appointments with them.
Gotcha.
And come in, and we do as little or as much as they and the family needs us to do. If they need an item shipped to family members elsewhere in the United States, I'm happy to pack that up, ship it.
That's cool.
Yes, sir.
So it's real flexible, and there's a lot of different variables.
Yes. And then if they want me to go ahead and pack their items, if they're moving to a senior community or to a condo, then I help them decide what items to pack. I really discourage getting a storage unit.
Yeah.
Because once it's out of sight.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's family heirlooms that some of the family's going to come get.
I got you. I have.
And so then we schedule moving day. And then if they've got family coming in to take care of unpacking, then that's great. If they don't need me there on moving day, that is fine too. But usually they want the whole enchilada.
Gotcha. So then a lot of times people may not want to take it with them, and they may not want to like give it to family members or have family members. So you have suggestions of places to donate, or maybe perhaps an estate sale or something.
I have a lot of contacts, estate sale people, consignment shops, that they can
Take advantage of. But you have the connections with all that.
Exactly. I'm the resource.
Gotcha. Why don't you give us your website, your contact information, and all that good stuff?
You can contact me at 806-672-4093. And my website is smoothtransitionswesttexas.com.
That's great. I'll tell you what, I'm going to link that to our Facebook page today. And you can go on our Kingdom Keys Network Facebook page, pull that website up, grab that phone number, and give you a call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And remember, what did you say? If they call and they say, I heard that interview on the Kingdom Keys Network,
I'm going to give them a one-hour free consultation.
Wow. See, that's cool. That's really cool. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Have a good day now.